Gambit by Rex Stout. Copyright 1962 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Gambit was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. At 11:27 that Monday morning in February, Lincoln's birthday, I opened the door between the office and the front room, entered, shut the door, and said, "Miss Blunt is here." Without turning his head, Wolfe let out a growl, yanked out some more pages and dropped them on the fire, and demanded, "Who is Miss Blunt?" I tightened my lips and then parted them to say, "She is the daughter of Matthew Blunt, president of the Blunt Textile Corporation, who was in the coop charged with murder, and she has an appointment with you at 11:30, as you know. If you're pretending you've forgotten, nuts. You knew you couldn't finish that operation in half an hour. Besides, how about the comments I have heard you make about book burners?" "They are not relevant to this." He yanked out more pages. "I am a man, not a government or a committee of censors. Having paid $47.50 for this book, and having examined it and found it subversive and intolerably offensive, I am destroying it." He dropped the pages on the fire. "I'm in no mood to listen to a woman. Ask her to come after lunch." "I have also heard you comment about people who dodge appointments."